case number 10,747, Wayne Rust, west of Road 295, north of Road 47. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home for storage purposes.
Name and address, please.
Wayne Rust, 23400 Springfield Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board?
Yes, I have a horse barn. I have standardbred horses, which are, for those that don't know what that is, it race to the sulky. Mm-hmm. And at my property, I have a mile training track, and I have fences, which are fenced in for paddocks for pasture. Mm-hmm. And the barn itself is a big barn. It's 72 foot long by 40 foot wide. And what I have asked for, I have a trailer that was given to me about 5 years ago. It was an old house trailer. And I was put in there on the property, and I have used it for storage, for putting my harnesses, stuff of that nature there. I had a lot of times in the racing business, I have to keep old racing forms, which pertains to what class the horses race in. Mm-hmm. And I have a desk in there, keeping in there. The trailer has no heat. It has electric heaters, which we put in there. Because during the winter, when we train the horses, as I guess everybody knows, it gets very cold. And after they come in off, after training a horse, they need to go in somewhere and get warm, you know. And there's no running water, and there's no bathroom facilities or anything like that. And basically, asking to keep the trailer for storage, about keeping my harness and other things in there. I try to keep them out of the barn because the barn is too accessible. And once about 3 years ago, I did have some problems with some things missing. And at least with this trailer, I can somewhat keep it locked and whatever.
Okay. How long has it been there again?
The trailer itself has been there approximately 5 years.
5 years.
Now, the electric that I had run over there was just run last year. Up until last year, had no electric.
Okay.
There's no kitchen facility in there, is there?
No. There's an old stove that doesn't work. It's not used at all. No.
Okay. Does it meet the setback requirements?
It does.
Mr. Russ, I'm curious. You have on your application the property was acquired in the 1800s. Am I to assume that's family property? Obviously, you're not over 100 years old.
Beg pardon.
The date the property was acquired, 1800s, that's been a family property since the 1800s. Is that correct?
In the family? Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
Okay.
All right.
This has been passed down my grandfather and my father and right on down the line. And it's now with me and my siblings. There's five of us.
Okay. Are these primarily farms around you?
Yes, sir. For the most part, there's a few houses, but it's mostly farmland.
Okay. Is this property in a agricultural preservation district?
Yes, it is.
So I guess it's going to stay there that way for another 100 years?
I hope so.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Is there one there in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to come forward in? Okay. Then there's no one in opposition then. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Russ, have you talked to the other property owners, adjacent property owners?
Have I talked to them? Mostly, for the most part, it's all family that is immediate right around me.
Okay.
Now, on the other side is Mr. Moore, which is, he's in real estate, and he's never said anything with him. I've had dealings with him at all times, you know, he's never said anything against it one way or the other, you know, and on the other side is Mr. Bobby Perry. I've never had no problems with him, you know. It's actually up in front of it is my son, and then I've got a brother, and then across the road. Actually, the property itself, there is approximately 180 acres. There's so much acreage on one side of 47, and then there's so much on the other side. And we own both sides, or the family does, and my sister lives on the other side. So it's basically for the most part, it's the same people that's been in that area ever since I was born and raised in that area. So there's not many new people in.
Not changed much.
Thank you.
Okay, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Do we have any letters in opposition? Are there any letters in opposition?
No correspondence at all.
None whatsoever.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion we approve case number 10,747. I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. And just reiterate that the mobile should not have any cooking facility.
Okay. And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,747 with the stipulation that they have no cooking facilities in there. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Case number.